TOEFL Tip Thursday is back again. By now, you've probably heard about the free TOEFL quiz you can take at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. If you haven't taken the quiz yet, I hope you'll consider taking it. If you have already taken the quiz, you can find other helpful resources at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL as well. It's time for a TOEFL tip. For this TOEFL tip, I'm going to talk to you about some strategies you can use while listening to conversations in the TOEFL test. So you probably know that during the listening part of the TOEFL test, a couple of the activities that you will listen to are conversations. I wanted to find out what the test creators were thinking when they created these conversations and what strategies they would recommend. And so I'm going to share with you 7 of the strategies that the creators of the TOEFL test recommend when listening to conversations. Strategy number 1 is to pay attention to organization. So when someone is speaking and then another person speaks, you call those turns. So each person takes a turn during the conversation. And so you want to pay attention to the organization, meaning who is in this conversation? How many speakers are in this conversation? And keep in mind that a conversation has many turns. The second strategy is to be prepared for delayed answers in conversations. What does that mean? Well, just like any normal conversation that you have with someone, sometimes there is a break in the conversation, or there's a pause when someone is thinking. And so you want to prepare yourself for that. It could show that that person is thinking, or that they are confused about something, or it could mean that they are just waiting for the other person to speak. There's lots of reasons why silence or a pause might happen, but those pauses are important and sometimes they tell us something. The third strategy is that while you are listening, it's great to take notes, and you should create one column for each speaker in your notes to avoid confusion when you read them. So if there are 2 speakers who are in the conversation, let's say it's a student and a professor, you would want to have 2 columns on your paper, one for the student and the things that they say, and the other for the professor and the things that they say. Dividing it out that way is a quick way to show who said what, because that becomes important when you start responding to questions. Strategy number 4 is to focus on the student's need or desire. So a student in the TOEFL conversation always has a reason to see that professor or that school official. There's a reason the conversation is happening, and it's really important to know what the student needs or what the student wants, because that's going to be the main theme of the entire conversation. So usually that's going to happen up front. That student will say it near the beginning of what they need or what they want, and you want to make sure you write that down and remember it. Strategy number 5, listen for the official or teacher's suggestions or comments. So after we know that the student wants something or needs something, the official or teacher will respond to that student. And it's important to know what those suggestions or comments are, because the student might accept those suggestions, but they also might reject those suggestions. And so you want to make sure you know what was included in those suggestions or comments from the teacher or school official. That part of it could really extend over several turns. It could go back and forth based on what that comment or suggestion is, and that might be the middle section of the conversation. The next strategy, number 6, is to listen for complicating factors. So there is going to be what the student wants. The teacher or official will offer suggestions, but there's always going to be something that makes it more complicated or less easy. And so you want to listen to what makes this more difficult. So there will be extra problems that happen or extra responsibilities that the student has going on. And you want to listen for what those are. There's almost always a question about that. So really listen for why a solution wouldn't work. All right. And the final strategy, strategy number 7, is to pay attention to any conclusion or final decision. So the conversation will often, again, start with that student need or want. Then it will go into the official or teacher's suggestions or comments. And then it will go back and forth with some complicating factors or things that make the solution not so easy to determine. And then it will end with some kind of final decision or conclusion. And you definitely need to know what that is. So what did everyone decide on in the conversation? That's really key to know because that really brings a conclusion to the entire conversation. So I hope that helps you with the conversations and the listening portion of the TOEFL test. One of the best ways to get better at the TOEFL is to practice. And one of the best prices is free. I don't charge anything for these daily lessons, and I also don't charge anything for my free TOEFL assessment. Sign up before you go to sleep tonight at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. You'll sleep much better after taking one step closer to your dream score. Happy learning!